A ball has gone up in the air and has been caught by someone's big hand.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Whoa. Hey, everybody. Good evening. Madhouse Radio is back. That is a loud mic. Start bringing that down. Test. Maybe that's
better. They're all wickety-wackety.
I just installed this mic yesterday, so hopefully it, you know, works right. Watching the levels seem to be okay. Maybe a hair shorter.
I can't hear any of the audio music at all.
You can't hear any of the audio music at all?
No, I heard it parted down faintly, way low. I know it's there, but I can't hear it.
The hell you say? Really? Hang on. Let me see if I can figure that out.
Yeah, I talk crazy.
You haven't heard none of the audio you've heard tonight at all. Nothing. You know,
I heard reggae go in and out a couple of times.
It's coming in and out. You for real? Playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? I don't know what to tell you about that. Well, I'll try to fix it. At least you can hear me.
Probably haven't been playing reggae.
No, I have been playing reggae. Hey, everybody. Madhouse Radio's on the air. It's I, Carlito. Milkman is here as well. What's up, Milkman? How you doing? Hello, Milkman. Okay, good. Tuck, can you hear music yet or anything?
Okay.
Does it sound normal?
Now I do.
Now you do? Okay. There was a set.
Yes. Now we're here. Now it's on. I don't know what we were working for. We're on the air now, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. All right, everybody. If you want to join us here tonight, you can. The toll-free lines will be open tonight. Toll-free lines are going to be, there's only one toll-free line, actually. That's 1-888-278-8509. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. That's the toll-free line here where you can call us. And if the milkman was here, he'd be saying, you know, you got the time, we got the dime. Also,
you got the time, we got the dime.
That's right, heck yes. And if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, the right computer. And a Vico Blue Demo. That's how we all get it.
All right. If you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can reach me here at Madhouse Radio. Again, Madhouse Radio for those of you on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. And for those of you on MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Forgot to turn the cam on. Hey, everybody, now you can see me.
What's up?
All right. What's there to do? What's there to talk about? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. None of that I really want to talk about. I mean, election, 18 days away.
Then don't.
And maybe I won't. We do have some selected news articles here that have come in from Kokanee and others. We'll be checking those out here later on tonight. Also, if you have your own prank call submissions, be sure to send those in to me. Do that over at the website, madhouselive.com. Once again, that's our main website. That is madhouselive.com. If you happen to miss...
I think Bolton that Sarah Palin's going to be on SNL this week. So that'll be interesting.
The real Sarah Palin's going to be on, really?
Yeah.
So I'm presuming...
Larry King breaking news kind of deal on CNN, yeah.
Okay, they'll do anything. I'm presuming, of course, that they'll also have Tina Fey making an appearance, but...
Right, of course. Right.
I don't know. It just gives me the feeling it's too little too late. The CNN poll of polls does have Senator Barack Obama.
They were doing a roast last night, too. They were doing some kind of weird roast going on.
I don't know.
I don't know. Not last night, but tonight or something.
A roast? Of who? Sarah Palin?
No, roast to some rich old governor or something.
It probably deserves it. Anyway, now I lost my track. I forgot what I was talking about. The CNN poll of polls, they've got Senator Obama ahead in electoral votes at this point. He would clinch, in theory, according to their poll. They poll all the polls. So they're the master poll of the polls. They They have Obama clinching the election. He's got all the if people vote as a senator. What are you writing over there, King? Okay. Thank you, Athena. Athena writing me notes to set the alarm clock. Athena's got a big plane flight tomorrow morning. Going up north.
Ryder.
Yeah, she is running down. She's taking down notes.
Joke writer.
No, not my joke writer.
Your joke writer.
Her jokes are not that
funny. Happens to you and rolls up the paper. Oh.
Saigon.
I wonder why you've been sucking lately.
Yeah, Saigon's talking about the Obama effect that people are talking about. And it has a different effect. There's a different name for this effect. It's that people who say they will vote for Obama are the people who don't actually vote on Election Day. Or they actually, they say because it's the right thing to say this. Oh, yeah, I'll vote for Obama, but when they get behind the poll, they actually mark down for McCain because, he's black or whatever reason.
I just can't pull that lever for a nigger.
When's the last time anybody had to pull a lever to vote? I don't know. I remember my dad telling me about that, like, in 1984. He said he had to pull a lever. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, you pulled a lever. And I'm like, huh? I had never seen the... I think it's been 20 years.
We still have them here, and... no, they're still around.
So you pull... how many levers are there? Is there lever for...
Where I am. Like in the cotton field area where I am. They're still got the machines, yeah.
So when you pull the lever...
They're cool for it, too.
Does it go like... like that when you pull it, or does it... how do you know if you voted right?
No, it's kaplunk.
Really?
It's a kaplunk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a big old metal clunker.
You voted right there. There's no doubt in your mind. There's no, I need a paper ballot.
I know I'm voting for the right man.
That's right.
There's no confusion there.
No hanging chads
they're
there.
They're locked down. That's right. You're locked up. They're locked. They're there.
Hang on. Where can I put what?
They got rid of them, too.
What?
Right?
To set the alarm clock.
Yeah.
Where are you going to put it? I don't know. Anyway, so. Yeah, I gave it all the information. Yeah, there's an election. Who cares? Anyway, let's do some prank calls. Why don't we? Let's see. We got some numbers here in Philadelphia. Wilson Lucia says, tell the people living on this block. It's the 4900 block of Uber Street in Philadelphia. It says to say that I'm from Ghost Hunters and will be arriving in their neighborhood soon to investigate possible ghosts. Ghostesses living in the house at 4923. I'm wondering, is there a thing going on? I've never seen the Ghost Hunter shows or nothing like that. I don't believe in ghosts or spirits or anything. I really don't think that it's I just think it's a bunk of hogwash. Where the fuck is Milkman? Let's call Milkman. See why he's not answering the stupid phone.
Call him.
Let me see what.
In here, but he's not talking.
Let's call him. What the hell are you doing?
Hey, I got in the chat. I just reformatted my PC, but I'm having audio problems here. I'm going to try something.
Sorry. Yeah, you always have audio problems, Milkman.
Oh, I just reformatted, dude. I got tired of the computer acting all whining and crappy and shit. So.
All right, well.
That's what I'm working on right now.
We'll fix it. Hurry up.
I'm actually in the.
TeamSpeak, yeah, but
TeamSpeak,
you
can't hear me yet. That's what I'm working on right now.
Okay, well, let us know when we can hear you then.
Probably about 5 minutes or so, dude.
All right. See you then.
All right.
Bye.
All right, man. Kick some butt. Kick some freaking butt.
Yeah. All right, that's Milkman.
Only 5 minutes till we get the mic.
Milkman ordering me to kick some butt, as he says. Well, we're here to do that. Let's go ahead and give a call here to Marvin Johns. Marvin Johns, this is in the ghetto in Philadelphia.
Why? Who is he? Well, who gives a shit?
Some guy in the ghetto, dude. Who cares? I didn't know Philadelphia had a ghetto, to be honest with you.
Everybody has a ghetto.
Yeah, we all do. No matter where you live, there's a ghetto. Are there any ghettos in Alaska, do you think?
Of course.
You think in Alaska?
Sure, of course, why not?
Are there any black people in Alaska?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
Oh, there's a few military bases
out
there.
Oh, I didn't say that. Ghetto
Those are ghetto. Dude.
All right. We'll be right back after this. First prank call tonight coming right up. Ghetto igloos. Good point, Hollywood. Gold star. Nindu says do wake-up calls to Athena. I might do that. Yeah, the show's going to be over at midnight tonight, by the way. Don't expect a late show because I have to be up at 4:30 in the morning to go to the airport. Oh, it's a bad connection. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, do we have a bad connection or something? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Why are you popping in and out so much, though, buddy?
Who is it?
My name is Jerome Frank. I live a few blocks down, and I was wondering if you were thinking about coming over tonight. We have a block party. Did you hear about the news crew that was going to be coming down here tonight?
No.
Yeah, they're giving away a bunch of stuff. We got a barbecue. Do you like meats? Sir?
What street you on?
I'm on Lindley Ave.
What Lindley?
It's over there. You know where, Uber, right? You're on Uber Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're over on Uber and Lindley Ave. You come over, fix yourself a plate. Do you like ribs? We have ribs. We've got some hot dogs for, do you have any kids?
Yeah.
We can bring some hot dogs back for the kids. Do the kids like hot sauce? We got hot sauce too.
Okay, I'll be there.
Okay, do you have anything you can bring, like some chips or something like that? Or foil? We need foil.
Sure.
Okay, do you have any, how big would you say your head is? Because we're trying to fashion like a few foil hats.
I'm not sure.
Would you say it was like a medium-sized head or average-sized head? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Medium or average?
Yeah, both.
Because black people don't have big heads, though. That's something about blacks. The blacks, they have, like, average to small-sized heads. So do you have, like, African-American big or, like... Like, how would
I'm
you
rate? I'm in the middle of something right now, and I have to talk to you later.
Can you please... Are you in the middle of a game or something?
Yeah.
Which one? Were you playing Gears of War? Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to do prank calls tonight. I don't think I've got it in me. Well, we'll try.
Yeah, I just got lame at him. Oh,
that's what I don't like calling.
No, lame at him. Just some kind of lame at him.
I don't like individuals like that.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't know. Saigon says, bring out Dr. Nargis. Do I even have... I think I have a Dr. Nargis sound effect now. Let's see.
Hello, this is the White Devil right here. This is White Devil.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love White Devil, Mr.
Yeah,
White Devil.
White Devil.
Hello. And then...
This is Rudy Coach Possessed.
I don't have a... this turn off. Oh my god.
I don't like that. I don't like voices. That's so amateurish.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. I really don't know that, do you?
Did you hear something, Tuck?
I can hear you, Milkman.
Yes.
Hey. Can you hear Milkman?
All right, man.
Hey.
Incoherently, that's Milkman.
That's
Jenny. I just broke my pants. Oh, okay. Hello.
Yeah. All right. Good Milkman's here. Okay. We've got Brenda and Benjamin Franklin in Philadelphia. A black woman answered. Well, that's good.
This is a bad.
Hello, Dad. It's Benjamin Franklin. All right, let's call Benjamin Franklin. We're calling Benjamin Franklin, everybody. You're listening to Madhouse Radio and SyndicateRadio.tv. 98.6 The Mouth and MadhouseLive.com.
Hello.
Hello, is the Franklins available? Hello.
Who's speaking? Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Thomas Jefferson. Is Benjamin in? Hello? Hello?
Hold on.
Jesus Christ. Hey, lady? Hello? You need to put new batteries in your fire alarm. I can hear the thing going
beep
in the back. That means you probably took the batteries out to put in your remote control. Isn't that what you did? Lady!
Quit using them all in your vibrator there, honey.
Hey, woman. Woman. Woman.
Ah, fuck that.
Woman.
Ain't gonna answer.
Woman.
What can I do? The woman don't answer. I can't.
Not enough track.
You can't have that.
Not enough black. It's too hot to handle. You got blue sand.
Oh, we're 0 for 2 so far here.
Not stand still. Both shows close. You can bring home the bacon and burn it up in the pan.
Women do burn up bacon.
Use the batteries from remote control and stick it in her vibrator and.
Women are good at messing up a lot of stuff, Milkman. They women. Women are good at messing up hand jobs, bacon frying, and lives. Think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, think about it, guys. All right. Let's go ahead and call the Cuban Bistro. The Cuban Bistro is in Alhambra, California.
Speaking of sprained wrist, how is the lady of the house's wrist there? Is it recovering now?
Her ankle? She's fine. She's doing good.
Yay.
Thanks for asking.
We love our theaners.
Sure we do. We'll be right back with the next prank call tonight.
Here we go.
Hey, this is the Cuban place.
Yes, this is it.
You guys do good sandwiches?
Only during lunch, sir.
Oh, man, what do you guys do tonight? You got some ropa vieja?
Hey,
buddy, hang on. I don't know all about that stuff. Well, do you use yellow potatoes or white potatoes?
We have mashed potato though.
Yeah, but is it yellow or mash or white mash?
They're white.
Are they white? But you mash the potatoes yourself, right? You're not using the flakes.
No, because with garlic mashed potato.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Can you put me down for a bowl of potatoes, please?
To go?
Yeah, do you guys have, can you put some butter in that for me?
You want a side of mashed potato?
Side of butter.
Do you want a side of mashed potato?
No, I want the bowl of mashed potatoes. One space.
We don't have a bowl. We only have sides.
Oh, we got a box?
We only have sides. We don't have box.
What's the biggest holder thing that you use?
Depends how much you want. We have carrying plate. We have trays. You want to get a tray?
Can you fill the whole tray with mashed potatoes and then put like a bunch of butter in the middle of it?
Yes.
Look, if I'm bothering you, sir, I mean, you know, times are tough. Maybe I can, you know, maybe this other guy. I know, you know the Cuban guy Rodriguez? You know him?
Who?
You know Rodriguez?
Rodriguez,
man, he takes the plantain, he mashes it, and he puts it inside the bowl for me and everything.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And he cuts the meat in little strips, too, because I have soft teeth.
Okay.
I was thinking, maybe, do you have any women there who maybe would chew up the meat for me and put it in my mouth like a baby bird?
Oh, can you give him 1 second?
Is it a woman who's going to talk to me next or a man?
No, the man here will talk to you.
What's his name? Oh, man.
Eric.
Is he a mean guy or...
No, he's a cool guy.
Oh, cool. All right.
Okay, 1 second.
All right. We have a nice man manager coming up next.
Hey, let me fix your potato for you.
Yeah. He's going to stick his dick in the mashed potatoes. That's on a Beastie Boys album. What album was that? All of a sudden, you hear...
Who you think we get the white shelves from?
You hear the black guy going, this is going to be that kind of party. I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes. Oh, man.
Ride the white horse.
Where's Gonzalez? That's the manager's name, I bet. Let's call back and ask for
We'll call back and ask for Gonzalez directly. Gonzalez. I don't know if that's his name, but that's what I'm going to say his name is. Hey, Milkman, pick a number between 1 and 50. Pick a number between 1 and 50.
49.
All right, let's see what 49 sounds like. I still haven't even really played with these settings. 49. And this is 49. All right, good. Man, I love my new toy. All right, so seriously, let's call on...
Reverb.
We're calling the Cuban Bistro back. Hang on, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Madhouse Radio, prank call number 3 of the night. Now 10:30 p.m. We got an hour and a half of show left, and it just fucking started.
Sagan has a good question.
Good evening, this is Jacob at Cuban Bistro. How may I help you today?
Yeah, hi. I was supposed to speak to Gonzalez, the manager, and the guy hung up on me. Raul, the guy hung up on me.
You were supposed to speak to the manager named who?
I don't know. The guy. I said, what's the guy's name? He said, it was like Gonzalez. I don't know. He said something like Eric, something Hispanic sounding.
Okay, and what's it referring to?
Well, because I was asking for my special meal, and he gave me a. He said that I had. He had to clear it before about the mashed potatoes and all that, and the meat.
Give me 1 second, okay?
Where are you going? You fucking ass. This sounds like a nice place. They got that nice music in the background, huh?
This little piano.
This little
going,
tinkling
yeah.
piano back there.
Jazz?
Yeah, man.
White jazz night over there. The hot fiesta.
Sounds like your bad South piano.
Sounds very Cuban. I was telling Athena we should get a Ricky Ricardo impersonator for the wedding reception. I think that'd be cool. Come out with the bongos and all.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, the little hat.
The bongos and the hat and the Guayabera is out there.
Yeah. Movie The Mask, man, and he does that impersonation kind of Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah, Cuban Pete. Yeah, we should have a new Cuban Pete. That'd be worth the money right there. Or a Frank Sinatra impersonator, that'd be cool.
Oh,
you know who'd be a good if we could get a Tito Puente impersonator going out there just playing the drums, the timbales, you know what I mean? You probably didn't. That'd be cool. Tito Puente impersonator. My dad played with Tito Puente. Oh, Jesus Christ, those people suck. Let's try to call them again. They gotta answer here eventually.
Don't bother with them.
Put Jack
Masters
on. Put Jack
Masters
on.
I'm putting
Tito
Puente on.
Right on.
You should have Ricky Ricardo calling. Right, what's this?
Calling Cuban Bistro, Eric speaking.
Who's this?
This is Eric speaking.
Eric, are you this big, great manager that anyone's telling me can't answer the phone?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Are you the big, great manager that everyone's saying they're going to put me through to and then they just hang up on me on purpose?
They're probably putting me on hold. I was on the other line. That's probably what happened.
Well, how come you answer the phone so quick now?
Because I knew there was somebody on hold for me.
Well, maybe you should, you know, answer the call in the order they're received.
Okay.
What's the code over there for people to get good service? What do I have to do? Do I have to be a Hispanic man in order to get proper service there? I had a question about the meat, the cut of the meat, sir. Cutting the meat.
Okay.
Now I was saying.
What's your question?
I was telling Gonzalez. That guy Gonzalez picked up the phone. You know who I'm talking about?
No, sir.
Some Puerto Rican. I don't know. Some Puerto Gonzalez Rodriguez, something like that. I told him that when I go to Rodriguez's place, they cut the meat really soft for me because I have sensitive. I have like soft teeth.
Okay.
And he said, "Well, I have to find out." And I said, "Well, if not, I need a bowl of mashed potatoes." And he said, "Oh, I don't do mashed potatoes. We don't have mashed potatoes here." That's not fair. You're supposed to have a vegetarian option, soft version. Of something for people who have sensitive teeth, like myself and the elderly.
Okay, I'm not quite understanding what you're asking for. That you wanted to order something?
I want to order soft food. But Gonzalez.
Okay, we have, there's.
You know.
I don't know what you're talking. We don't have no Gonzalez here.
I don't know his name.
If you
want
to order something, we have our menu. If you want to order
Hermano.
Something, just go ahead and order.
Hermano, listen. You hear me? What I was asking, because I have sensitive teeth, is if maybe. Do you have. Someone there could chew the meat for me and put it in my mouth like a baby bird.
You're crazy, dude.
No, it's... Gonzalez. There's always a Gonzalez.
Enough of you.
Bullshit. I know Gonzalez.
Course, right?
Gonzalez is over here. Chew the food like a baby bird.
We are your overlord.
Yeah. Stop singing. You're going to get to just start singing whenever you want. What's wrong with you?
Woman.
Hello.
Hey, Athena. What's up?
What do you? What?
I'm just calling you on the air, and I wanted to apologize for getting upset about the stupid note.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
You're in an angry mood now?
No, I was just about to doze off.
Ah, it's a wake-up call. Yeah. Well, I just want to say goodnight. I love you because I didn't say goodnight to you.
Okay, goodnight. I love you.
I want to remind you of all the fun I'm going to have when you're gone this weekend. I'm going to eat all the food in the house. I'm going to eat lots of fried chicken and maybe some sugar.
Have fun with that.
There's nothing you can do about it either.
Yeah, well, that goes both ways.
What are you going to eat?
I'm not going to be eating, but I'm going to be having a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. Okay. Buying wedding dresses. Ooh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Not me. You know what I'm going to be doing? Sitting in my boxers, drinking beer on a Saturday afternoon and eating lots and lots
and
of bad
farting.
Food. And farting. Yes, Milkman says farting.
Will you have fun with that?
You're going to miss the farting, Athena. You're going to miss the farting. All right, sweetie.
I'm going to miss that.
Your eyes already wide.
All right. Well, good night.
Good night, baby.
Love you. Have a good night. I'll be in bed soon to wake you up again.
Okay.
All right. Bye. That's Athena, everybody.
Bye.
I feel bad. I got upset at her because she asked
everybody,
me, don't...
You know, Carlito gives poor Athena a Dutch effort treatment as soon as he gets in bed.
I do. The second I pull the sheet, when she's asleep, it's kind of funny because I did that once to see if I could wake her up, and I did wake her up. That must have been one raunchy fart because I got into bed. She was still sleeping, and I pulled the comforter over her head, and I farted really loud. And the fart didn't wake her up, but about 40 seconds later, she woke up. She's like, oh, Carlos. So, yeah.
There you go. Ripple wine and cheap cigars. Nothing better.
Ripple wine and cheap cigars. All right. That was my fiance. For those of you who don't know, that's Athena. She's getting to bed because she's going to be up at 4:30. God, women take so long to get ready in the morning. She's like, I got a plane flight. I got to get up at 4:30 and do my hair and wash my crotch and this and that and pack my bags. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You know?
I got a quick question. Is the Madhouse chat server up?
Yeah, I'm in it now, sir.
Okay.
DC Looks is...
I'm having problems.
Hey, Milkman, you know what I'm going to do this weekend? You know, because Athena's leaving, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make another one of those big-ass sandwiches that I made a few months ago. Remember where I made the bread here and all that? Hell, yeah. That's what I'm doing Friday.
Dude, that was like a 5-pound sandwich.
Heck yes. You make the dude that sandwich was so good, but it was so huge. Dude.
The hamwich. You just take a whole ham and throw in.
Whole side of ham and put two pieces of bread on top of it. Yeah. So yeah, put that down, Milkman, for me. Milkman, you're my scribe. Right down tomorrow, I need to go to Publix and pick up mayonnaise and bread mix.
5 pounds of bacon.
5 pounds of bacon. All right, guys, more prank calls. We got more numbers to do. Quickly, snappy, snappy. Oh, let me turn on the toll-free line. If you people want to call in, the toll-free line is going to be open here in just a few seconds. Do that call, man. Milkman, what's that number? Give it out real quick for the people so they know how to get a hold of us, my good man.
Right. That's right. All you do is just drop the dime because actually we got the dime. It's 888-278-8509. That's right. 888-278-8509.
Da, 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 da. All right, good deal. So everyone,
weed every day.
Be sure. Whoa, what was that? That was Clone Homegrown's in here. What was that about? I haven't heard that one in a while. Oops. We used to play that like 50 times a show.
Smoke weed every day.
I know. I'm so burnt out.
We used to be so burnt out in this show. Now Tuck's the only pot smoker on here.
Carly,
Hey, man. Yeah.
And Zolar.
And Zolar. Well, he's not a member of the Madhouse. He's a member of the... Of the friend, he's a friend of the Madhouse, but he's on a Madhouse.
He is a brotherhood. Yeah, he's in the brotherhood.
I did want to announce I am going to be, you know, we've been talking about for a long time the Madhouse militia. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start posting some jobs. You know, we can't pay you. I can't pay you yet. But I did want to kind of make, you know, we have a need for someone who's good with MySpace to just be in charge of promoting the MySpace page. We need a person to do the same thing for a Facebook page for us. Maybe if they can design it a little bit, just be in charge
of getting
people to sign up for it, keeping them updated. We need like an ambassador.
We are accepting interviews right now.
So
send in your resume.
All right, now.
And we will pass this around the board.
Well, Kokanee did express interest in doing the MySpace thing, but he's already doing the news, and that's a lot of work. So
I know. He kicks ass in the news department.
Yeah,
man. I was
going
to definitely give him thumbs up.
Yeah, we got a lot of.
You know, him and the Lonesome Loser, those guys rock.
Yeah, they do plenty of enough. But yeah, like DC looks right. Yeah, like a Madhouse Street team. Saigon's going to be in charge of the KDK smear campaign. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hasn't he been
weird enough? I don't even think he's doing shows anymore.
He's
I mean,
I buried
well,
him.
Come on.
I buried him. But you
Concentrate
know,
trade your interest another thing, energy another thing.
Yeah, but you know who is coming back is a Blackout.
Oh,
apparently,
man. Just give him some of that Red Bull and Thunderbird, and he'll be happy.
Yeah, apparently Blackout's making yet another comeback. He's living in like a basement in New York with his crackhead mom or something like that, and he's making some type of comeback. I don't.
Mommy?
Yeah. Oh, anyway, here we go. Look, I wanted to play this real quick since we're talking about stuff of this nature. This is the Howard Stern contest. I wanted to play real quick the demo that I sent them today. They have the contest. I want to be Howard Stern, sponsored by Klondike, $5,000 grand prize, along with a one-hour show on Howard 100 sometime in November, apparently. And the winner will be awarded the prize.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I doubt we're going to get it. We've got I'm sure a lot of people.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I know Zolar submitted. And
to give it to anybody else but us.
Oh, please. Don't even. The demo wasn't good. I'll be honest with you. I put it together at the last minute. It was supposed to have been postmarked by today. I didn't start working on it until last night. So I didn't, you know, and the complaints are at this point, I don't sound very energetic. And, you know, it was the best I could do. But here's my submission. It's less than 3 minutes long. Listen to this here. Tell me what you think. I think it was okay. I think I can honestly say at least I gave it a shot. Here we go.
All right, good deal. Hey, guys, just want to let you know if you're out there listening already, the numbers are slowly starting to climb up as we reach our usual peak. About 30 minutes after the show starts, people start filtering in as the word gets out there. If you are listening for the first time, welcome. If you're listening for the second time, welcome as well. As all our old-time listeners, be sure to tell a friend or two. If you're online now and you see a friend or two out there who's never listened to the show or you think might be wanting to laugh or enjoy themselves tonight, why don't you send them a link to the website, madhouselive.com, or, of course, our flagship station, our brothers and sisters, over at syndicateradio.com. Hey guys, if you're out there, just want to let you know we're going to have some prizes to give out tonight. What the contest will be, I don't know. I'll come up with it later. But we got two wonderful movies I picked up in the dollar store, and they're still factory sealed here. But the first one is called The Black Enforcers. It's a Lee Frost film with three angry-looking black guys on the front of it.
What?
Right there. There it is. It's called The Three.
What is that?
The Black Enforcers. I'll let you know.
What's a Lee Frost film?
Here's all it says in the back. A general forms an inner-city people's army to try and ease the misery of the citizens of Watts. So apparently it's about
black people problem.
A black people army in... They show like they're torturing a white guy in the back. It looks kind of funny. So that's the Black Enforcers.
That's real funny. I torture a black guy.
It cost me $1, and it can be yours tonight. I get so mad, man, when I'm at work. I'm never making this mistake again. I don't care if I can get a job easier because of it. But I made the mistake with this job now of checking in that box on the application. Do you speak Spanish? Another language. I said yes. I hate the Spanish calls because the first thing that I hear when they hear my name is Carlos, they're like, oh, ¿habla español? And I always go, motherfucker you. And I say,
right.
Yeah, I speak Spanish, man. What? Because I don't know. It's annoying. It's more work. You got to talk more syllables and shit. It's so That's wrong. I don't get paid any extra. I don't get paid any extra for it. I've done it in the past, but they pay you an extra, 30 cents an hour if you take Spanish calls. Because, it's more work to work with those people. Especially when you're doing tech support, man? It's not hard to say all that stuff. It's a lot.
I hear you.
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck.
Why don't you
fuck are you?
Put your man on the phone. I said.
Fuck you.
What are you crying for?
Die! Someone die!
Ma'am.
Yes.
I have gas. Listen.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
So submission. That's my... Ooh, God damn it. I got used to that here. That's my submission. Like I said, not a lot of energy, and Zola was making a good point. It probably was a bad idea to add that promo at the end because, you know, including the website in it, probably just in bad taste, and they might reject it on the basis of that. They might not play it on the air. That was a good point. And also, yeah, the whole energy thing. But you know what? Like I said, at least I gave it a shot. It probably won't go anywhere. I wasn't expecting it anyway. But hey, maybe it'll get the word out about the prank calls we do here. Maybe they'll pick up and maybe visit the site and play. Maybe one day one of our prank calls will be played on a Howard 100. That'd be kind of cool. But probably not. I was telling Zolar, though, earlier today, even if I don't get my own show on Howard 101, at least I didn't fuck a train in the process of not getting the show.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
So there we go.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I already got that up. And I'm the superior force, as always. So, yeah. Oh, I want to say what's up to everybody in the chat room real quick. We've got a lot of people in Syndicate. What's up, guys? I love Syndicate Radio. Be sure tomorrow to check out a lot of different shows that'll be on. I know DJ Butterface will be on in the evening, followed by Zolar and the Zolar Vision Party Nation at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They'll be sure to mention us that. That's right. Wow, is that really what Crazy Al looks like? Because that guy looks like Groucho Marx or something, really like a young Groucho Marx. Very nice goatee, sir, though. Very good work. I've tried working on it, and it doesn't... Whoa, look at that big dude in the back, though. Whoa, watch out there. Jack Masterson just walked by. I think we found him. All right. Evil Artie says a gay groucher. That's wrong, dude. There's nothing wrong with gays.
Working on that ham flap between pieces of bread.
Okay, faggot! Okay. Big what's up to Evil Artie, of course, homeboy. He said he wants to hang out this weekend. Hey, Artie, man, why don't you come? You should come over to the crib on Saturday, man, or Sunday. Maybe we'll watch football together. Or you're not a sports fan, you said, but maybe we'll hang out, order some pizzas, and fart. Yeah, hell yeah. We'll drink Heinekens and get Heine farts going. That'd be cool. Someone tell me, because I'm not a big fan of baseball. Are the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in the World Series? Are we at the World Series yet? Or are we still in the playoffs right now? I don't ever really care much for baseball ever since the strike in the 90s. What happened? Milkman, you don't know, do you? You know anything about that? The Blitz kisses, the Rays are in. Okay. There we go. It just seems to me like, I remember...
Twins lost.
I remember 1997 when the Marlins went in and they won the championship, and the next year they disappeared again after sucking forever. I would feel better. That's what happens. Crazy Al says they're winning 7-0 at the bottom of, and it cuts off. I can't see it. Of the seventh. Yeah, well, they're pretty much winning. So who's on the other side? Who's going? Cubs are out, right? I understand. Rays win tonight.
Oh,
excuse me. They face the Phillies in the World Series.
Go White Sox.
Yeah, those Philly fans take that seriously, dude. Well, go Rays. I'm in Orlando. And, you know what I mean? Tampa Bay is right next door. They're considered Central Florida kind of in a way, not really, but yeah, well, good for that.
That always pissed me off, you know, what they did to poor old Pete Rose, man. They should let Pete slide.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. That's bullshit. Wait, he batted a few times at the end of his career. Bullshit.
Let Pete slide, man. He was the king of the belly slide.
Oh, yeah, dude. Let him slide, man. Hell yeah. We should start a campaign right now. Pete Rose, let him slide.
Bring back Pete. He's got some raw meat there on that one, guys. Everybody send in your vote. Join the forums and let us know your opinion.
Yeah, Saigon does make a good point. Yeah, Pete Rose has never apologized for that. He never, like, takes ownership. He's like, whatever, yeah, I bet it. So what? I'm still a badass. Yeah, so, yeah, definitely Evil Artie. Yeah, let's hang out. Maybe tomorrow, even, if you want. Maybe we can chill and listen to Zolar together or something like that. Come here, I'll go over there to the dorm, you know, we'll hang out. I don't know about going to Evil Artie's house.
The ham and you'll get the bread.
Yeah, I don't know about going to Evil Artie's house. The parking at UCF is so fucking shitty. I have to pay like $5.50.
He already has the bacon. You don't want it to his bacon after that bacon brawl incident. Mm-mm.
Oh, God, no. Okay, anyway, Hollywood Vanya was just trying to call in. Hollywood, call back in so we can do some pranks, my man. I missed the call. Hollywood Vagina, please give a call in. Again, if you want to reach us here, it is at Madhouse Radio for Yahoo and AOL Instant Messenger users. Of course, Hollywood is here. Also, Lonesome Loser sending in numbers. We've got a lot of numbers here. We got Hawaiian, Brian's, Billiards, Professional Setup. Oh, look at that.
My grandma
Hollywood, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hello.
Hello, Mr. White Devil. How are you?
No, you're the White Devil.
Who are you, my white minion? Oh, man, it's been like forever since you've been on the show, dude.
Well, it's been forever since you've been on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. True that. Yeah, I had a little bit of a blow-up last week. I broke the White Devil machine. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go to the mall and buy a new one of those this weekend.
Was William that? Spencer's?
Yeah, no, at Bed Bath & Beyond. I really hope they still have them in. I don't know. We'll find out.
Who'd have known you could have got something from Bed Bath & Beyond for prank calls, huh?
Did you? Yeah, I was in there like with Athena because we're registering at Bed Bath & Beyond for the wedding. And I was looking around.
You should ask for that. You should have put that for like four or five of those.
It's a Greek wedding, so they're like, I don't know. This guy, he says, buy these voice changers. I don't know. Buy him some Windex.
And there's a gift wrap, too. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're like gift wrap voice, White Devil machine voice changers, yeah. Yeah, I got to get that back because those White Devil calls are hilarious.
With the microphone.
Yeah, I definitely got to do that. So what's been up with you, man? Are you all recovered up from the ankle or the leg or whatever you broke in the car accident and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm out of therapy now, and I actually a couple weeks ago I had a tendon that was a nerve that was pulled in my left hand.
Right.
Causing my hand to go numb.
Oh, my God, really? It was like a pinched nerve?
Yeah, it was the ulnar nerve. It was causing my pinky and my ring finger to go numb.
Oh, that sucks, dude. You got to watch out for that stuff. Yeah, I've had that problem reoccur. Like, sometimes I sleep on my arm funny, and then I wake up, and I can't feel my pinky finger. Kind of weird. Anyway, yeah, so what was I going on with this? I don't know. And good job with the prank calls, man. You're keeping everyone. Go to the forums over at madhouselive.com/forums. Please visit them. Hollywood does.
What do you think about those intros?
Yeah, the intros are good. And you know, I didn't get a chance to pull them for tonight, but I will. I'm gonna start playing them. You know, before the show, I always play like the little PSAs and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. I'm definitely going to do that. I did want to mention. I'm a little upset. I'm an Obama supporter, but I'm a little upset at the Obama campaign.
I got your sticker, huh?
My magnet, dude. 5 weeks ago, I donated to the campaign. I'll be honest with you. I donated $50 to the Obama campaign. And I was supposed to receive a Obama-Biden magnet for my car. It's supposed to be blue, and it'll match my new blue car. And I'm like, that's good. You know what? I'm helping out the cause. In turn, I get to put the magnet on my car. And it's been 5 weeks, and I still haven't gotten the magnet. And I actually did some research, and I'm not the only one. Apparently, there's a ton of people who've donated, you know, $15, $20, $25, and have not gotten their magnet. So I don't expect to get it at all.
Has been talking about. They sold out even the yard signs.
They sold out
they
of the yard signs and the magnets.
Sold out. Yeah.
Well, then why not?
That's the problem.
We'll put it on the website. Say, well, I'm sorry, we're out of magnets. We'll still love to, you know, receive. You know, your donation, but at this point, by the time I get the stupid magnet, it's going to be, the election is going to be over. What's the point?
Yeah.
And Saigon's right. Yard signs.
Part of history.
Why would they charge you? They're going to, how much did they charge
you? And text message you.
How much did they charge you to put yard signs up? Why would they charge you to buy a yard sign? That's retarded.
They
should give them away. I don't understand. Anyway, so whatever. Anyway, let's do some prank calls, Hollywood. Are you in the chat room right now? Are you attentive in there?
Yes, I am in here, sir.
Okay, I'm going to send you the list that we have from Lonesome Loser for tonight. We got Miss Bonnie's House of Love. We got a Piggly Wiggly. I didn't even know there were any Piggly Wigglies left. They've left Orlando for decades.
Yeah, they got
decades.
One in Denton.
In Denton.
Out where I live, yeah, Denton Tech.
Yeah? Wow, that's good, man. Yeah. I used to love Piggly Wiggly. They used to have some cool stuff there. Well, that's cool. We got Mofo's Pizza and Pasta, Humpy's Great Alaskan Ale House, Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. Never been to a Bubba Gump before. There's one in Daytona Beach, but I've never been. Uncle Tom's Cabin. We've called Uncle Tom's Cabin before. It's a funny place. And hey, for those of you who missed that, the last show that we did on Saturday, right at Hollywood, that was basically all like us calling people that we had prank called like years ago.
We
called them back, and oh, man, some of that stuff is just insanely funny. Did you hear it yet, Milkman? Did you get a chance to listen to that yet, dude?
Yeah, dude, that was precious.
Yeah, that's it was a great show.
Yeah, they missed us.
Yeah, if you missed it, go to the website, madhouselive.com, and download the October, whatever date Saturday was. It's the most recent episode on there. Very few people caught it live, but it was a very, very good show. Great prank calls. I might play a few of those. Thanks to Nunu and Lonesome Loser for being around on Saturday to get those numbers for us, and thanks to Hollywood for isolating them so quickly. All right, Hollywood, so you see the list there. We got a bunch. We got a liquor store. We got a Super 8 Motel. Miss Bonnie's House of Love. A black woman answered there. Wow. Hey, there you go. What do you think? What are you thinking here, man? What can we do?
Hey, that Miss Bonnie's House of Love. Let's try that one.
Okay, this is in L.A. on 101st Street. That's Milkman lives close to there. Miss Bonnie's House of Love, everybody coming up. Hey, Milkman, I wanted to mention, did you hear there's a hurricane headed for the Virgin Islands?
Yeah, it's propaganda.
Propaganda. Yeah, they're just trying to sell crackers and spam.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the spam industry is
a bunch of bullshit.
Bullshit.
Dude. You know how much they charge for water when them fuckers are coming
oh,
around?
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. We're in Florida. We get the same problem here. They say, there's no price gouging. There's price gouging, dude. Trust me, it happens. All right. They're trying to get rid of the batteries that are stocked up. That's all it is. All right, let's get out of here. Well, let's get out of here. But let's do the prank call here. Miss Bonnie's House of Love.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put some Manu.
Had all the vibrators here. Check out the
Manu Chao. Hang on, everybody. One moment, please. Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, oh baby, is my husband there?
You got the wrong number.
No, ma'am. This is Miss Bonnie's.
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband should be there. Can you see if he's there? It's Cletus Jenkins.
I'm about to hang up, Dion.
Excuse me? My name is Harley Jenkins. Can you see if my husband Cletus is there, please?
Cletus ain't here, sweetie.
Oh, baby, please look and see. Here, I've been missing him.
Yeah,
excuse me?
Please what?
Please see if my husband's there, Cletus Jenkins.
Dion, I'm gonna hang up.
Excuse me, I just need to see if my husband. I ain't no whoever you think I am. My name's Holly Jenkins.
This who?
This is Holly Jenkins. Can you see if my husband Cletus is there? He said he's gonna be there tonight.
Yeah, that nigga just left here with his weed whacker in his head.
Oh, now, lady, you don't need to be all upset with him. You don't have to use that language on me, baby.
Uh-huh. What makes you think your husband is over here?
Well, he done told me he's coming over.
Oh, he did?
Now, why are you making fun of me?
Did he make fun of you?
Did he have my prescription with me? With him?
I don't know.
Well, he's supposed to have his prescription for Viagra and my prescription for Niagara. Who's laughing in the background, baby?
Huh?
Who's laughing in the background, baby? Now you're all laughing at me. What's happening?
Okay. Well, he did. He had a big box of Viagra when he left.
Well, did he take it all? He's probably gonna have a heart attack then. He took two once with me, and I think his pecker was there for 2 hours.
What? Two things.
Yeah, you didn't hear me, baby.
Girl, I bet you enjoyed yourself, did you?
Well, I tell you, I couldn't handle it, man, after the second hour.
What you think of?
He jumped right on the dog after me. I don't know why you laughing. Is my husband Cletus still there or not?
What?
Is my husband Cletus still there?
No,
he's
left.
I really need my nitrate. Oh, my heart's starting to feel crazy right now.
Oh, well, maybe he'd be there directly.
Is he going to be on here? Did you see? Did you see when he... What time did he leave, baby? He left just a few minutes ago. Oh, was he pounding you too? Yeah, girl. Really? What you smell like, baby?
Yeah, I left you a little bit.
What you smell like, baby? Why are you laughing? I'm asking you the serious question.
He don't smell like coochie mouth.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Cletus just walked in. He's here now, baby. Hang on, Cletus. You've been over to that place again? Hang on. Oh, hang on. He wants to talk to you. Is that okay?
That's okay.
All right, hang on, baby. Hang on. Here he comes. Oh, he already come once, I see. He got a stain. One moment, please.
Hello.
Did you baby,
see it? Yeah, baby.
What took you so long to get home?
Well, I had to stop by that Elvis bakery.
You had to stop by the bakery?
I stopped by the bakery, yeah. Get some flour. You know what you do with flour, don't you?
Yeah,
throw
what you do with
flour. And go for the wet spot.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
Y'all nasty.
I remember rolling you, baby.
They nasty. Y'all nasty, Cletus.
Why are you pressing the buttons on the phone, baby?
Ain't nobody pushing no phone, baby. No buttons.
Push my phone dial, baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to start pounding my wife.
All righty, then.
Okay, baby. I'll see you next week, all right?
All righty.
Don't be licking too many bulldogs, okay? Bye-bye.
All right. Don't you scratch too many cats, neither.
You got that right, baby.
Okay.
Be stupid. That nigga's stupid. That's funny. Oh, man. They were enjoying it. You know, that's the kind of... Sometimes it's fun to do the prank where, you know, the people are like, oh, we love
this.
They
know.
They know. They don't care.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Man, they're all into it, man. That was great. Great.
They all thought they knew who it was. That's
the
whole thing.
What did they say, Jerome or Daron or something like that?
Yeah, Devon or something.
Yeah, Clay saying that sounded like the bus lady. What's her face? Deborah Mansfield? It kind of did, yeah. Oh, man. You know that sweet potato pie prank call we did? Let me cue that up. I haven't heard that in a while. We'll play that. Sweet potato pie. It's like,
yeah, she really got into that one.
She's like, no, because I don't mess with no black folk. Well, she's got a black guy answering the phone in her house. Like, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, you know. You don't creep with the black dudes. Not at all. I think that's all she does. All day, creeping with black dudes. Oh, man. All right, so let me take one next here. Let me see what we got. Excuse me. Wow, very indigestion-y. We got less than an hour left to show. I don't think I'll do a break tonight, so don't cut you guys off. But as it is now, I'm probably going to get, if I end the show right at 12 and go to sleep, I'll get 4.5 hours worth of rest. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're working tomorrow, aren't you?
Well, I'm working tomorrow, but I got to wake up at 4:30. Athena's got to be at the airport by 5:15. So, you know, I got to fuel the bird before we go because I'm on E right now, so I'm going to have to do that. But on the bright side, man, weekend by myself. You ever get those, Hollywood? Weekends by
yourself?
Isn't that the best feeling? Do you have kids kids though, right?
I'm taking the day off tomorrow. I'm spending it with my son.
There you go. Good for you, man. Yeah. Good for you. I can't wait to have
him. I had to tuck him in a minute ago. He's 23 years old. I have to go tuck him in.
He's 23. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Come on. Put this on. There you go. Get your jammies
on. He's a daddy's boy.
You brush your teeth. You little fuck. You think that's a problem, Hollywood? You got to turn it through. Are you a kid at home? And still, you still tuck
him
in?
When
did he start breastfeeding? Around 10?
He still does. He just does it off me. I can't believe I'm lactating still.
Oh, God. Well, all right, then. All right, you're still taking those estrogen pills. That's probably why. I know about them.
Yeah.
and keeps them running.
Artie does, too. Here's a question.
Here's a question. Wasn't there an Alicia Silverstone movie where she was breastfeeding a kid? And didn't she kill the dad? And wasn't there like a greenhouse at the end of it? Where she was obsessed with the baby and she was like having an affair with the father. You know what I'm talking about?
Let me look it up real quick.
Though. Oh man, Alicia Silverstone used to drive me crazy. You remember that? Actually, matter of fact, that video called Crazy, that song called Crazy.
Oh yeah, with her and Liv Tyler.
Oh man, where they were bouncing
Liv
on
Tyler's
the bed.
Got two movies coming out on Tuesday, man.
Two on DVD or in the theater?
Yeah, on DVD.
Really?
Strangers and Incredible Hulk.
She was an Incredible Hulk. I didn't see the new Hulk movie.
It's all right. It was better than the original one.
Really?
They did a better job.
You know, I didn't mind the original one. It's just at some point I was like, there's really nothing happening except for action. And it was kind of cool at first, but now it's just getting kind of boring. This one
has more content. It's got more
flavor
to it.
Right. How's the Hulk look in it, though? I mean, is he pretty realistic? Not realistic, but are the special effects of the Hulk better this time around than the last one?
They were all right. They weren't the greatest.
Okay.
But the story really carried itself.
Exactly. A lot of commentary, I guess, on
the... Yeah, Lou Ferrigno is the Hulk, man.
Here's a question. Now, G-Wiz, I know he plays softball and stuff. He's probably well-versed on this kind of stuff. I know the Rays are a 10-year-old team. They were franchised originally into the league. Them and the Diamondbacks, I think. Weren't those the two teams that came in at the same time? I think so, in 98 or 97 or something like that. How long were the Marlins in the league when they won that first championship in 97? They started like in 93, I think. So they were like only in for like 4 years. Just out of curiosity, I just think about that. I don't know. I remember I was at the inaugural game for the Marlins. I had tickets for that. It was way up and back. But I had this friend when I was in middle school. He was a Mormon kid. He was a big baseball fan, and he had extra ticket. And I used to take him to hockey games, Tampa Bay Lightning hockey games. My dad had season tickets, and every once in a while I'd have an extra ticket. We have three. And I invited him to come. So he invited me to that inaugural game, man. It was really cool. It was kind of cool. I think the Marlins lost the game. I don't even remember. But 93, McNew says. So, okay, 4 years in the league. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, guys, I really should try to embrace baseball again. But I'm going to tell you what happened. When baseball had that one strike in the 90s, I was still in high school at that point, and I was a baseball fan, and I got really pissed off. And I was like, fuck this shit. A bunch of assholes, right? And then at the same time, man, NBA was blowing up. There was the years of Jordan and Shaq here in Orlando and stuff like that. And, you know, the Magic were in the finals, and I was an Orlando Magic fan. And I gave up on baseball, became a big-time basketball fan. I'm a big basketball fan, more so even than football. Although I do enjoy football. I played it in high school, but... Baseball lost me with that strike, and I never went back to it. I could hardly know here, you know, what goes on with baseball anymore. It's a shame because I used to follow baseball pretty closely. Blitz K agrees with me. The strike really fucked. And didn't they have another strike after that anyway, or did they? I remember Michael Jordan was, like, playing baseball during a strike. I was like, what the fuck? Basketball is so – at that point, I really thought that basketball was – And for a while there, it looked like it was headed that way. It looked like NBA basketball was headed to become the new national pastime of the United States, except for football. I really think that, you know, they say baseball is a national pastime of this country. I really think it's football. Football has to make a lot more money than baseball does, than pro ball. I can't see how it does.
You got to look at it like this.
You've got the Super Bowl,
football,
man.
Football is not a kid's game. Football is a baseball is a kid's game, and that a family game.
Right.
And that's why they still call it the national pastime.
Yeah, I don't know. I really think the national pastime of America is definitely not baseball. Basketball kind of fell off when they had their
couch potato sports, just sitting and watching TV and playing PS2.
Yeah. But I try to watch baseball. Now, Andy, man, he's a big baseball fan. And when he still lived in Orlando, I used to go over to his place. He'd be watching the Cubbies play, man. And I got into it kind of sometimes, but sometimes it's just like, watch. It's like, man, they're just standing around. it takes so long and they just stand around. It's a big chess game. It's like, fuck. Basketball, they're on the court and they're, you know, you got the dunks and you got the fucking shit, you know, and football, you know, it's in spurts, but it's still good. You know, baseball's just, they stand and they stand and they stand. It's a bunch of immigrants and rednecks standing around in the field. All right, I'm off my soapbox, Hollywood. Next prank call, right? Let's go.
Yeah, I think that movie you were talking about is called The Babysitter.
Yeah, baseball $6 billion, NFL $7 billion, says Mike Anute. I don't know what
Andy
his sources
always liked
are.
The baseball outfits, you know, had the tight pants and the cup.
Yeah, you got to – yeah, Andy, he was into guys dressing up in baseball clothes in front of him and having them do slides. What's that prank called? Silverman, you know? You know, I'm talking about Silverman, baby.
Oh,
Silverman, he's like the sports talent agent, Frank Rizzo kind of guy. Hang on, let me play that prank. This is a funny prank. I love this guy.
All right.
And while I'm at it, we're going to get, let's call the Super 8 Motel, okay? I'm gonna start that off. Feel free to join in if you feel the tickle, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello. Hey, do I see a guy there in the Village Voice? Are you guys offering top-level positions in baseball?
Well, first of all, you do me a favor. Shut those fucking bastards up behind you.
Oh, I'm at work right now. My boss doesn't know I'm calling because this job is a piece of shit job, and I'm looking for real work.
Yeah, real work, like in the major leagues.
Not, I don't know if I'm ready for major league, but I'm definitely ready for the minor leagues.
No, we don't do minor leagues, son. I'm a top agent. My name is Silverman. Shut that motherfucker up so I can hear you.
You don't hear me?
No, that fucking... Who is that guy with the mouth?
I'm a salesman.
Well, who's the big mouth behind you?
Oh, he's another salesman.
Put him on the fucking phone.
No, he's taking care of a customer.
All right, well, you tell him to shut his fucking mouth. I don't need to hear that shit when I'm trying to talk to you.
Okay.
What do you want to do? You want to race a car? You want to play baseball? What the fuck do you want?
I
want to
play baseball.
All right, for what team?
Hopefully Yankees.
All right, I'm writing all this shit down. Give me a name.
My name is Chris.
Yeah, that's great, Chris. Chris, what?
Then.
All right, right?
Yes.
All right, so what do you want to do?
I want to play the outfield.
Whoa. Speedy Gonzalez over here. I need your fucking phone number.
212?
Yeah.
4?
Right.
8-2.
And what is that supposed to mean? Huh?
That's my number.
Yeah, well, no, I don't give a fuck about the number. You just said you wanted to do what in the outfield?
I want
to
play the outfield.
Yeah, so do I. I want to play the outfield. You got to tell me more. I got to get you out there. I want to make top dollar for you. You know why?
I run the 40 in 4.4.
Yeah, so do I. Let me tell you something.
So do I.
What?
I
run a 40 in 4.4.
Thank you for calling Willis Super 8. This is Nicole.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart? How you doing,
good.
Nicole? What's going on?
Nothing.
Nicole,
how can I help you?
I'm super fabulous. It's beautiful, beautiful night here in the United States of America, and beautiful
mm-hmm.
evening all over the world, sweetheart, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a reservation for some spaces, please? How many spaces do you... How much do you charge for a space?
A space?
How much is your spaces? When I come, I need a space. I'm going to come in my car. How much do you charge for the spaces?
You need a room?
I need my space.
Hold on 1 second. How many people?
It's myself and my friend Bruce.
Okay, so 2 people. How many nights?
Is this discreet? Because my wife is kind of wondering about me, and it would look kind of odd if me and Bruce were together in the same room checking together.
Okay, so you want 2 beds?
Mm-hmm.
Or you want one bed? One room with one bed and the other room with one bed?
Well, honestly, one bed.
One room, one bed.
Yeah. Now, don't tell, please, if my wife calls, you got to say, you got to cover for me, say it's a business meeting, it's a conference.
Okay. Do you have any kind of discount, AAA or AARP?
He used to be in the Marines.
So, government?
I don't know. Maybe he has the pass. I don't understand. Does he, maybe, let's, I have money, I'm an airline pilot.
Okay.
Okay. I can pay, I'm an airline pilot.
Hey, what's she asking?
Quiet, honey.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
And when is it for?
It will be for preferably tonight and the rest of the weekend. We'll check out on Sunday. Sunday afternoon,
okay.
Sunday morning, yeah. Do you have a military ID, Bruce?
Yes, Yeah, I'm not in there anymore. I had a different type of discharge, and
he had an IED blow up next to his leg when he was on patrol in Iraq.
Yes.
Okay, so
he's got one.
Okay, it's you get a military discount as long as you have military ID.
He's military.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and then it's for 3 nights.
Yeah.
Mm. 3 nights with you? Oh, yes. Hello, are you there, ma'am?
Yes. Hold on one second.
Okay, it's going to be 3 nights, yes.
I appreciate you being so sensitive. What is your name, sweetheart?
It's Nicole.
Nicole. Listen, the beautiful
thing. Hi, Nicole.
You see,
hello.
With Bruce, he had a, you know what one of those IEDs are?
No.
It's one of those,
I've never
like,
had an IUD.
IED. It went off.
Oh, the IO, what blew up, yes.
He was stationed in Fort War, like the warrior base in Kirkuk, mm-hmm. the northern part, and it went off on his convoy on the left side. So he's got one of those big springy legs now, and he just finished therapy. And they fix his ulnar nerve.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're pretending
that...
Yeah,
I'm no longer numb down there.
Yeah, so we're pretending. But he's actually going to be using the springy thing. Like, we're thinking of places to put it. The spring noise. It's got, like, the spring noise to it. And it's really cool because if you hold it back, the leg, and then you let it go... It's got, like, perpetual motion, and it keeps going, like, faster and fast. It goes really fast.
Okay.
It's like a huge, springy dildo.
So, right per day is $54.99 plus tax.
Okay.
Oh, baby, you can do better than that. I'm a veteran.
I think I'm going to... I'm going to grease up the big leg spring and just ride it. Like, I think that would be a good idea.
You can ride it like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So would you like to make a reservation?
I would like for you, ma'am, to stop making judgments on myself and my husband here, husband-to-be.
Are you judging me, ma'am, Nicole?
No.
Are you making fun of us?
Are you making an insinuation that we are disgusting people? Are you making an insinuation here?
No.
It sounds to me you're making insinuations, and you're going to hold yourself liable and open to further civil action.
That's right.
That's right.
Would you like to make a reservation?
I think maybe you should comp us for this reservation tonight.
I can't do that.
Well,
who's your manager?
Do you know
hold on 1 second.
Do you know who I am? Ma'am?
This is AJ.
This is Governor Tom Ridge. Do you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
I am Governor Tom Ridge.
You're working late today, Governor.
Well, I'm not working, okay? Me and this good veteran with the springy leg are trying to get some spaces, and the woman over there said that she didn't agree with two men getting one room with one bed. But that's all that we can afford here because he needs to pay for because of the Sunshine Law that says that I'm not supposed to take gifts from anybody.
And I'm a veteran too, sir.
And the veteran discount. And she made bad noises with her mouth, nasty noises with her mouth when she found out that we were wanting to share the same bed. But I told her that I'm going to be under the sheets the whole time, and he's going to be on top of the sheets on the other side the whole time. Nothing, no hanky-panky anything, nothing like that. What did she do? She made nasty noises like that. So let me tell you, either we get comp for this room, or I'm going to tell all the people that I play golf with and that I know that you people are anti-military, anti-American people.
And where are you calling from again?
I am calling from the office of Governor Tom Ridge.
All right, but what state?
The state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, you're quite away from home, too.
Yeah, you thought I didn't know, right? You said I didn't know. You said I didn't know that I'm the governor of Pennsylvania. You're a smart little immigrant, aren't you, boy?
Yes, I am.
You know that Tom Ridge. Yeah, what's Tom? I'll tell you what. Maybe if you don't answer this question right, maybe I'll call INS on your ass. All right.
Okay.
What other position did Governor Tom Ridge hold in the Bush administration? Go.
What it matter to me? I'm from California.
You see, you know what? If you can't answer that question, maybe you're not American.
I'm from California.
Let me ask you a question, Gonzalez. If I were to have INS come in there and bust your fucking ass, how many of your employees you think would leave, Gonzalez? Huh?
Well, I got news for you over there. I'm an American citizen.
Yeah, but how many of your employees that are cleaning, that are cooking, that are repairing and maintaining, how many you think I'm gonna have to tow your ass for?
Well, the one I'm looking at is pretty much white. Nicole, are you white?
I think so.
She says she's white.
Who's cleaning? Let me ask you, who's parking the cars over there? Are they white people?
The one cleaning the room is Kathy White.
Kathy White, you have a female valet.
She's pretty much white.
Who's the valet over there, buddy? What's the race?
We don't have one.
The fuck you mean you don't have a valet?
Yeah, it's your own parking, man. Now, I gotta go home.
More than one person cleaning the rooms, not just a Kathy White.
Look, Hermano, listen. I'm gonna come down to your level here. I'm down here.
Okay.
I'm taking my hand, I'm laying it flat, and I'm going down to my knee. And I say, I'm bringing it down to your level down here. You got the visual? Do you understand that? Hermano, listen. You need to fix this now or tomorrow when you wake up and you turn on your television. You know what television is? Do you have that?
The television machine.
Okay, this is what I'll do. I'll call the sheriff department right now.
I'm a vagina. I'm going to call the sheriff.
Hold on, okay?
I'm a panocha. Oh, I'm holding. Let me hold. Oh, man. Oh, dude, that was fun.
I pull you aside. I'm going to call the police now.
All right. All right, let's call someone else here. Who else have we got here? All right, so you got the list. You've got the numbers I've got. Who should we call next? The current governor of Pennsylvania is a cool dude. I saw him talking. He's a Democrat, I thought. Yeah, he's a cool dude. Yeah, Ed Rendell, that's right. I saw him on CNN a few times, and Athena, her family's from Pennsylvania. They tell me good things about him. So they say he's made a lot of changes up there in PA.
Is he almost as good as that governor from Alaska?
I didn't know Alaska had a governor. Yes, Hollywood, go ahead.
Is there one we call Players Gentlemen Club? You can be my pimp, and I can be like a 300-pound hooker.
All right, Players.
Just trying to get her to strip there.
All right, player.
I'm just not cutting it on the street.
All right, so here we go. This is going to be
tiny.
This is going to be the Players Gentlemen Club, and this one is in Sun Valley, California. A Latino guy answered there at 10:35 p.m. That's almost an hour ago. No problem. All right, let's do that right now, everybody. The next prank call's coming up.
I got to make top dollar for you so I can get paid.
Okay.
All right. Now, what team did you say you wanted to play for?
Yankees.
All right, the Yankees. We got a couple of slots in the Yankees. What do you want, shortstop or second base?
I don't play the inside. I play the outfield.
Yeah, well, listen, asshole. You don't have many choices here. I'm trying to make you millions of dollars. You're talking about the fucking outfield. You know, that used to be an old band in the 80s. Nobody gave a fuck about the outfield. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Move yourself up there where the fucking cameras can get on you. Nobody in the outfield there, you get hit with bottles, knives, and all kinds of shit. You get up there, you play the infield like a man. You take a line drive to the cock like a fucking man.
Well, do you think I can make it like Derek Jeter?
But Derek Jeter's a fucking punk. What do you mean, Derek Jeter? You want me to bump the fuck for you?
I would love that.
Go ahead, shoot.
So when can I set up an interview?
Yeah. Look, are you serious?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hey buddy. How you doing, guy?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Yes, please. What? No, it's okay. You can do that. It's okay. Don't be scared. All right. Hey. What the fuck was that about?
I don't
know. Did you hear that queer music?
To place a call, press 1. To listen.
You want
to
try Mofo's?
I think that bar is a gay. Yeah, okay, let's call Mofo's Pizza and Pasta.
There's serious queer music playing in the background.
All right, it's a gay bar. 775 is the area code. Where's that in? Incline Village, Nevada. All right, cool deal. Let's do it.
Well, first of all, did you ever play ball?
I played high school and college.
You played college ball?
Yeah.
What college?
30 minutes. Whoa, 30 minutes left in the show, everybody.
That is, I was there.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you sound like a little Fruit Loop to me. That's what you sound like. How much do you weigh?
190.
190. How tall are you?
6 foot.
6 foot, 190. That's a little scrawny, don't you think?
My arms are pretty big.
Yeah, your arms are big. What the fuck is your arms? My cock is big. What's that going to do for me? Is there something wrong with you?
No, there's nothing wrong with me.
All right, let's see. I'm going to try to think where I can fit you. You wouldn't mind being a bat boy for a couple of weeks, right?
A bat boy?
For a few weeks.
Where?
At the fucking Yankees.
No, I don't want to be a bat boy.
Well, that's how we move them up. We get them on the field there, you know, we break them in slow, and then we move them right into the dugout.
That sounds like a plan. I mean, you're the one that knows it better than me, so...
Well, listen...
Mopas, I'm sorry we're closed.
Oh, no. Is there no way for me to place an order just for me to pick up real quick?
The ovens are off. And...
Well, I can turn them back on. I'll be happy to make it.
I'm sorry.
No, sir, I just got through stripping, and I need to come there and see. I'm really, really hungry, and I'm just down the street from you. Please, I'm just asking this one. Sir, I'm really shaking right now. I haven't had anything to eat all day, and you're the closest to me.
I'll ask the cook just a minute. What size pizza is it?
Oh, any size right now, sir. I sure would. You're such
a
wonderful, beautiful man.
Oh, no, but the cook, you wouldn't take no for an answer. Report.
Now he wants to.
I'm sorry. The cook said no. The ovens are off.
Tell the cooks and tell I will give everybody there any kind of sexual favor they want. So just turn them back on. I'm serious. I'm very serious. I'm pretty shaky. I'm about 2 minutes away from you right now.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry. I'll do anything you want. How do you like it?
Oh, Nana. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Our ovens are off and our...
No. It doesn't take... How long does it take to turn them back on?
I'm sorry. What's your name?
My name is Summer.
We'll be open tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow's not going to help me, though. I'm probably going to pass out.
I'm sorry.
Just ask
our ovens are off.
Anything that you want. What's your favorite position?
Wait, I'll have you talk to... This lady here might be interested. Just a second.
Okay.
Can I help you?
Hello, ma'am.
Yes?
Hi, my name is Summer. What's your name?
This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. I'm about 2 minutes away from you guys right now, and I've been stripping. I was telling the other gentleman I've been stripping all day, and I haven't had a chance to eat at all. And I'm shaking right now. And do you have any scrap?
You know what?
Any kind
the
of
food? Oven? We cleaned everything up. I mean, like, all the food is put away. The ovens are off. What's that?
Do you have any extra food anywhere?
No, there's not. But you know what? We're right next door to Raley's. And there's a China place. And Crosby's is right down there. You can get a couple tacos.
Right. Well, I can't eat Mexican food, though.
No, well, they have other stuff. It's an all-American bar. They have everything, burgers.
I would much rather have... your pizza is the best.
Oh, I really wish I could help you. If I could, I would.
Can I just get some cheese from you then, or just some... Some meat? I promise. I was telling
you. You know what? There's Raley's right down the road. You can grab some cheese there.
I don't think the Raley's. They're all terrorists.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I hope you have a nice evening.
I'm going to pass out. What are you going to do to help me? If I pass out and I kill somebody, it's my fault. Oh.
You're going to kill someone in the car and they don't even know it. That guy was like kind of thinking of it. I was like, maybe I could. You should have ended up asking a guy to take you to the Chinese
to
place next door.
To place a call, press 1.
You're making me hot, hey.
Take me to the Chinese place next door. I'll suck your cock. Yeah. Or, you know, tell him that you had a bad night stripping or something like that. We should call him back and say that. Get the guy back. And be like, yeah.
Tell him you're...
Had a bunch of nice dripping. So if you get me stuff from the Chinese place next door, I'll do something or whatever, or some tacos.
Okay.
That'd be funny. We'll see. Let me call this Cuban place again. I wonder if they're still
call
open.
Call back. Get the number for the Chinese place.
I'll try to get the number for the Chinese place. Milkman says that'd be funny. Someone try to get it. I don't know. Lonesome Loser might.
Well, we'll call him back and ask him.
Yeah.
We'll call back and see if she'll give it. Yeah.
All right. I'll see if we get the guy back and ask him the sexual question that I'm. So excited about. Okay, let's do that. More Silverman, baby.
You know, you just brought up Derek.
Hey guys, seriously, though, 24 minutes.
Colostomy bag.
There's 24 minutes left to show. I just took an Ambien, so forget it. It's out. 24 minutes, and the show is going to be Ryan's going to terminate the call. You know what I'm saying? All right, hang on.
Who the fuck you think put him on the Yankees?
I have no idea.
Silverman, baby. Me.
Yeah?
Okay. Now, there's another way we can go another route, too. I get you in even quicker.
How?
I start you at the end of the weekday. You're selling peanuts up in the crowd.
I have to sell peanuts?
No, you don't have to sell them. I'm just telling you a faster route. I get you up there selling the fucking peanuts. Next thing you know, I got you on the field with the fucking bats. Next thing I got you in the dugout sitting with the guys.
And when I'm sitting with the guys, I get a shot?
You want a shot?
I want a shot.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to get you a shot. Now, let's talk salary. How much you want?
Hopefully, like 50 grand.
What the fuck is with 50 grand, you asshole? I gotta make money here. We're talking millions of dollars. You're talking 50 grand. You go in there with that figure, they'll laugh me out of the fucking ballpark. I'm gonna go in there, I'm gonna shoot him a figure for $2 million for you for the first year.
Yes, ma'am. Can I help you?
Hi, yeah. I called just a minute ago.
I'm sorry?
I called just a minute ago. Wait, can you get me for the Chinese restaurant?
The what?
The Chinese restaurant?
I wouldn't know.
Is this the Cuban Bistro?
Yes, it is.
I was talking to Gonzalez there earlier, and he hung up on me, and then Eric hung up on me, and then Hector hung up on me.
There's no Hector or Gonzalez. We have an Eric.
You know, you Puerto Ricans don't know how
you
to...
Be?
You Puerto Ricans, sir.
Well, I'm not Puerto Rican, and we're not a Puerto Rican restaurant.
Dude, it's the Cuban Bistro. You're a bunch of Puerto Ricans over there. Can I speak?
Really?
I have business with that Eric feller. If you could put that arrogance.
He's actually unavailable right now.
Where's Rodriguez at?
That's his last name.
Exactly. Where's Rodriguez at? Go put Roddy on. Tell him that it's Jack Valencia on the line and he needs to take this call. Do you know, hey, you want me to tell you the truth? You know he hasn't paid the rent there in 2 months? That you guys haven't paid the rent there in 2 months? Did you know that? I know that. You know why? Because I own the fucking building. That's why. Go put Eric on the line.
Just a moment.
All right, thank you.
Now you fucking bozo.
I thought you were calling the other one back.
My bad.
You dialed the wrong number.
Hey, Gonzalez. The hell's that noise?
That's me.
What are you doing? All right, let's try to call him back. They always pick right up when I call him back.
Well, I'm thinking, what are you talking about? The Chinese restaurant?
I told him they haven't paid the rent in 3 months. He's like, oh.
He was laughing, too, though.
He was at first. He got serious when I told him about that rent. I think he believes it. He's like, yo, that motherfucker didn't pay the fucking rent.
I'm not waiting any longer.
Motherfucker.
I'm putting new locks on tonight.
He's probably going to kick his ass and confront him, and half the staff is going to quit. When they find out, they think they're going to close any day.
Tell him he better quit running drugs out of this place, too.
That happened to the dude Andy. Used to do the show here. He came home once from work early, and I'm like, dude Andy, what happened? He's like, yeah, we came in early, and somebody found a letter, and it said that, you know, we were being evicted. So we all got together. We called the owner, and he said, yeah. Tonight's the last night. Don't do anything. And he was out of town. He was in Clearwater, and we were in Orlando. And they stole all the cheese from the pizza place. They stole all the beer. They were eating, like, cheese and drinking all the beer, and they just closed the doors. Like, fuck this shit. They ate this shit out of the place. Oh, man. Nah, that was funny. I remember Andy called me, hey, you should come over, man. We were drinking and eating cheese and watching football. Like, okay.
Yeah, it was cheese.
It was like a Saturday afternoon. Oh, man. They cleaned that fucking place out. They were so pissed off. I'm surprised they didn't break any shit in there. They just took cheese. I remember all it was like they took cheese. All right, anyway, so that was that story. I remember that. That was funny. Okay, so who's next? We're going to call back where did we call? Where they got upset at us. Mofos? Was it Mofos? Yeah, it was Mofos. That's right.
Yeah.
Let's hurry up before they close for real. Let's do that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, at the pizza place.
Okay.
Okay.
And I get 20% of that.
So when could this start?
All right, look, what you got to do, you got to prepare yourself a little baseball suit, the costume.
Okay.
You get yourself a nice little costume, slip it on you, and get on at Subway or something, come over to my place.
Where's your place?
It's over downtown Manhattan. I want to see you in the costume.
Okay.
When I see you in the costume, I see you doing some moves, some swinging around there, you know how you dust off your fucking slacks after you slide home? You know? You dust yourself off in front of me, shit like that. I gotta see how you're gonna look on camera. All right?
That sounds great.
All right, if you look good to me, I got your number here. I call you fucking back in a couple of weeks. I got you in the fucking dugout.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
All right?
When can I come to your house?
You can come to my house when I fucking call you when I'm ready.
Oh, well, you're gonna call me?
I call you when I'm fucking ready for you.
Okay.
I got a few people coming down this week. Look, okay, look, I gotta get off the fucking phone.
Mofos, I'm sorry, we're closed.
That's okay. I called just a minute ago. Can you give... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you give me the telephone number for that Chinese restaurant? Like I told you, I'm really hungry. Look, my hand is... Can you see that? Can you see my hand shaking? Look how bad it's shaking.
Yeah, I don't have the phone number right here.
Can you get it? Can you run over there and get it for me then?
They're probably closed as well, but...
I got a lot of dollar bills from tonight, so I can pay you cash.
I'll go look just a minute.
Okay, thanks.
Try to get him to pay for it.
Fucking tied? Are you kidding me? The game's tied? Bullshit. Let me get the satellites in. Milkman, fire up the satellites in, please, if you could.
No, mine.
All right.
Thank you.
I think he's really getting it.
Dude, man. Wake up, Athena.
Maybe.
Oh, I was that song. Uncle Auntie, Uncle Jim.
Yeah, they're open for 15 minutes, and their phone number is 831.
Okay, wait. Can you do me a favor? Will you run over there and get me something real quick? I'll be right there, and I will pay you. I'll pay you double whatever it costs.
Get the number.
But why don't you just pick it up there?
Because I turned around, and I was starting to head back home, and I don't think I can make it there in 15 minutes. But if you run over there and grab it for me, and I, like I said, I will pay you as soon as I get there.
No, I don't want to do that. If you want to buy it from them, they'll be there for a while. They'll be longer than... I'm ready to go home. Chairs are on the tables. I'm ready to get out of here.
I will do anything for you. What do you want me to do to you?
No, I'm going to pass. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to pass. I will do anything.
The phone number is 831-9090 if you want to order their food.
I can't remember that.
831-9090.
9494, okay, 831-9494.
9090.
841-9040. 9090. 9090.
Right.
Okay, 800-9090. Okay. I think I can remember that.
Hey, what the fuck? What the fuck channel is the game on? Is it on ABC, NBC? Is it on Home Shopping Network? Where is it? I'm trying to find a stupid fucking game.
It's on QVC.
PBS.
It's QVC.
It's on ESPN.
It's on QVC.
To place a call, press 1.
It's on MTV
to listen
now.
To your recorded call, please enter your destination number,
right,
starting with the area
code, Gonzalez
followed
again.
By the pound sign.
We're messing with Gonzalez.
It's on MTV 6.
Hey, did you write that number?
ESPN, please
enter your destination number, starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
You sound like a guy
that
knows
what.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to get you on the fucking Yankees. That's going to show you how I know what I'm doing, all right? You little prick, don't come off with
the
mouth.
Number.
How else did you get a call?
What's that?
When will I get a receiver call?
I'll tell you, I'll fucking call you when I'm ready. When you get your fucking ass ready to play ball, son.
I'm always ready.
Yeah, you get ready. And I remember I said keep that fucking...
Yeah, I see, man. Speak with Eric Rodriguez, please.
Mass is calling?
This is Jack Valente. Someone hung up on me again there, Rodriguez. I love that music.
That music is awesome.
Oh, God. Seriously, what channel is the fucking...
Eric speaking.
Gonzalez, how you doing? This is Rodriguez.
Yes?
I get confused between Gonzalez, Rodriguez. I think they're both the same name sometimes. It's silly. Look, man, I want to apologize. I know I got upset. I think maybe we could work this out. If you comp me one of the meals and give me an open bar for an hour, I think I can let this all slide and I'm not going to report you. Because of the bad things that you said to me on the phone, sir. Do you know who I am?
Why don't you try bugging somebody else?
Do you know who I am, sir?
Nobody cares who you are, sir.
Hermano. Listen, Hermano. Listen, man. I know your name is Eric Rodriguez. You know how I found out, sir?
How, sir?
Because I did a check. Because I'm Governor Tom Ridge. And I did a check. I did a check on you guys. I found out that you have at least two people there who don't have papers.
Good.
So...
Why don't you try calling the corporate office?
No, it becomes the person responsible is you, and ignorance of the law is no excuse, sir, as we like to say in this country.
Yeah.
So I...
You have a good night, sir.
You have an Argentinian kind of... I'm trying to get a rile out of him, but he's a little too polite. A place like that, a place of music.
To place a call, press 1.
We have some illegals. Well, I do apologize, sir.
Also, I'll take care of that right away there, Mr. Guy. TBS. TBS? Yeah. There's still a TBS? I thought that was gone.
No.
I don't really watch that much TV like I used to. When I was a kid, I used to watch out of the shit out of some TBS, man. It had Captain Planet. He was a hero.
Yeah.
He was going to bring pollution down to zero.
Robot Chicken made fun of it.
Yeah, did they really? I've only seen a few episodes of that show. What channel, what number is TBS, everybody? Someone find out. What channel? 123. I don't have 123 on here. Oh, there we go. There we go. It is
813.
It says TB versus Boss. Wow, it's the ninth inning, and there's zero outs. There's one ball and one strike, and it's tied 7-7 with a runner on first. And I
got one ball on him.
And who's got the ball? Who's on field right now?
And who's on first?
The Rays are on field right there. All right. Well, wow, that's beautiful, man. Milkman, monitor that in the satellite center.
Who's on
could,
first?
Please.
Watch on second.
Thank you. We will give you breaking news here. Breaking news, you hear it here first. Madhouse Radio News. All right, so let's continue on here, if you don't mind, everybody. We're going to do the next call here. Who's next on deck here, Hollywood? Who do you think is ready to be
Humpy's
in?
Humpy's Great Alaska.
Your Andean's kicking in. Hail
hell.
Who's on first? Watch on second.
Humpy's...
Or we could do Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Uncle Tom, Cracker.
What's up, Cracker?
All right, so, okay. We've got Humpy's...
Call that Chinese place.
813-9090.
Even have the number.
Great Alaskan Ale House.
Okay, yeah, the Great Alaskan Ale House, Humpy's, that is. This is in Anchorage, Alaska, home of the Anchors. The Anchorage Anchors. A ball has gone up in the air and has been caught by someone's big hand. That is breaking news here from the Madhouse Radio News Center. All right, good. Let's go ahead and continue on with that. We're going to call Humpy's Great Alaskan Ale House. Stand by, everybody. Thank you. Big what's up to Ted, the biggest force.
Hi,
I see he's messaging me online. Also, what's up to Baz in the house checking in.
Humpy's Ale House, can I help you?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah,
how's it going, my friend? How's it going, my friend?
Good.
Hey, how late do you guys open?
Tonight, last call time would be around 1:45.
Okay.
2 o'clock.
1:45? What is your most famous drink you have that you serve there?
Oh man, we have about 50 or so beers on tap.
Great. What's your favorite beer?
Yeah, we're Ale House, man.
Do you have food there also?
What's that?
Do you have food also? This is the first time in Alaska, so I'm just trying to.
Oh, definitely. Come on in, man. Definitely.
Okay.
It's a good time.
Got what's your name?
Music tonight, Jared.
Jared.
Yeah.
You the same Jared from Subway commercials?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. So, let me ask you, Jared. What's your preference, my friend?
What's that?
What's your preference?
For what?
You know. You know what I'm saying.
Huh?
Well, you know what I'm saying. What's your preference?
I don't know. I gotta go, man.
Jared, hey, tell me.
Huh?
Jared, what is your preference?
What do you need, man?
I need to know. Do you like to, you know, or...
This guy's asking me what my preference is. There you go.
Hey, who?
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call, press 2.
Okay.
Please enter your destination number, starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
Woman!
Press 1. To change your
order. Hey,
calling back.
I'm calling the Chinese place, and the number spoofed like mofos. tell them for your mofos.
Yeah, man, this is mofos.
Okay.
Have you guys been getting some weird calls there tonight?
No.
You haven't?
You said
okay.
This is mofos?
Yeah, this is mofos pizza and pasta.
I'm pretty sure not Mofo's Pizza and Pasta, because right now John, the owner of Mofo's, came over here.
Right.
So.
Oh, this is Chris over here. We just last couple of minutes we've been getting some weird calls.
Yeah.
Can I talk to John?
Huh?
Can I talk to John, please?
No, John's not here.
Oh, I thought you said he was there.
No, he said
he must have just left then. Did he just leave?
He's been gone for a while.
Oh, he has been gone for a while. He left here about a half hour ago, so. Okay, well, who is this?
This is Tracy.
Tracy? All right, Tracy. I'm going to be heading over there in just a minute. Can you do me a favor?
Depends.
No, I don't wear depends. I just need, how much later are you guys going to be open?
We're probably just gonna. Actually, I think we're gonna close right now at 9.
You're closing right now?
Yeah, like at 9.
All right. We put everything up over here, and we have absolutely nothing out. And I forgot to eat today. I was wondering if I could come over there and eat you.
I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna be putting up with this because right now he told me that he's been getting calls. So
right.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you know what? I figure if we're going to get calls, I might as well call some people, too. So, Erica, come on, baby. What do you want to do? Sweetie, you still there?
Dude, man, Tina never hung up the phone.
Going twice.
I'm not farting.
Hello.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your record.
Hey, man, what are you doing in the background? It sounds like Reckle doing lines.
I'm doing lines.
Did you
can't see that. That's why I'm off cam now.
Right, last time Rick was on the show, he like in between the calls, you could hear him like doing like big ass lines. He was like snorting. I was like, oh my god. I kept him in the show. I didn't edit him out from the archive.
Oh really?
Yeah, I kept him in there. It sounded funny. I was like, oh my god, Rick was totally just like. And I was like, oh my god.
Hear that? That's a sniff, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
Sniffing a push.
Is that what you're playing, or are you playing something
else? What is that?
No, I got cards in my hand.
Oh, you got cards. It sounds like someone's in the background doing lines.
You see me earlier? I was doing some card tricks.
Yeah. When did you just fart?
Watch. All right,
now, he's just making
tell me when to stop.
Fart noises.
Is that right?
I haven't heard it go yet.
Is that card?
Sure, yeah, stops, yeah. All
right, now look at your card. You see it?
Yeah.
All right, now watch this. I'm going to put it back in the middle of the deck. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now watch this. Was your card the three of spades?
Yeah, it was.
All right. See?
Who was your card? Tell, we should call someone and say that, but tell them to envision the card. Envision whatever card you think it is.
I can do that.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Let's see.
I'll break them down to, like, is it red or black?
That guy levitates and stuff. That's all right. Like that
Who do you think would fall for that?
I don't know. Let's see. Who else have we got?
If we had a
Ryan
Hooter.
Bryan's. Uncle Tom's Cabin. They
that's all that
number
from where that
Uncle
girl
Tom's Cabin. Oh,
he's
got an ace of spades.
Down there in Florida.
All right, Milkman.
Remember Bobby Mays?
How's this game tied now? I bet they had it in the bag.
You froze up on Syndicate.
Oh, I heard a notification that was going to happen.
Yeah. Let's log out at 11:59.
Yeah, they do that at 8 o'clock, too, now.
Yeah.
It's fucking gay. It's a gay. Hang on, folks. Let me fix Syndicate room here real quick. I'm reloading that now, ladies. Pretty soon you will see your man, your boy Carlito, will be back on the camera machine. And I think I am now. All right, good. Good for you guys. Now you can see me.
I think they're Andeans kicking in.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that ambient's starting to kick in. Is it 12 yet? 7:59. Sounds like Quentin time to me, Hollywood. Thank you for calling
all
in,
right,
sir.
Cool deal.
Yeah.
Or wait, let's do the stupid card trick real quick. I want to see someone fall.
Right.
Let's call Uncle Tom's.
Okay.
Uncle Tom's Cabin, everybody. Stupid card trick. Baz, what's a good song from that AC/DC album to play? Which one should I play? What would you recommend?
War Machine.
War Machine. I've heard none of them yet.
Yeah.
I have it downloaded for about 4 days, so this is a first for me, so we'll see how it is. This version is all cut up. I don't think it completed. Oh.
Hey, Erica's on top.
Well, that's good. Doesn't seem like it's going to work, unfortunately, here. Either downloaded all corrupted or it didn't finish, and I didn't notice. Whoops. Well, that was kind of freaky, huh? All right,
cool.
Yeah, I know. All right. Yeah, that was weird. Okay, everybody. We're going to play Led Zeppelin instead, Ramble On here, and we're going to call it a night.
It's a good choice.
Last prank of the night. Enjoy it, folks. We'll see where this goes. Car tricks. Stupid car tricks. With Hollywood Vagina.
Uncle Tom, how may I help you?
Hey now, how you doing tonight?
All right, yourself?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. This is Hollywood Vanya live on the air on the Mouth. Will you come on the air with us? We want to do something special real quick.
98.6.
Yes, sir. 98.6 The Mouth.
No, I'm cool, man.
Okay, here, just listen. It's real easy. All you have to do is I've got a set of cards in my hand. I'm gonna start standing through them. I want you to say stop. You hear it?
Stop.
Right there? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what I want you to do is I want you to envision a card in your head.
I got it.
You got it. Okay. Now I'm gonna attempt to pull that card out of your head, all right?
All right.
All right. Here we go. Now, first thing I need to do, I need to make sure I can see. Are you thinking of a red card?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's a red card, right? So that kind of narrows it down, doesn't it? It's either going to be a heart or a diamond, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me think. You're thinking of a heart. a heart card. Is that correct?
No, sir.
Okay, I knew it was going to be a diamond. All right. So let me ask you this real quick. Is it a face card or a number card?
It's a number card.
It's a number card. All right. So I think I got it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Is it the ace of spades?
No.
Ace of spades. It's a ace black card. That's what you're thinking of.
No.
Yes, it was. Don't renege on this contract, sir. What's your name?
I said it was Red. That ace of spades is black.
Your name is Red?
Cat.
Your name is Cat. Well, that's the same number. Red and Cat, same number. Okay, so that's my trick. I told you, you thought you were thinking of a red card. You were actually, I knew you were thinking of a black card. Because, sir, I do know you go black, and you've never gone back, haven't you?
I guess you could say that.
All right, see, I am the world's most famous amateur or immature magician. Mentalist, illusionist. I am calling from the Mouth radio station. And you are live on the air right now. We are located here in the radio station, sir. We are actually in Fresno.
Oh, in Fresno. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So if you will turn on to 89.6 the Mouth. Turn on to 89.6 the Mouth right now, and you will hear yourself.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad I can help you, my brother, but I got to get back to work.
All right, Kat. Well, you have a wonderful evening, and stop playing with yourself at night, all right?
Later.
All right. Be groovy.
All right, cool. That was fun with soundboards, apparently.
Awesome.
That was kind of fun. Milkman, stop playing that, please. Thank you. That's Dr. Lego, actually. Yeah. That's Dr. My Lego's gross teeth.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call...
All right, Hollywood, it's time for me to call tonight. Thanks for calling in,
right,
man. It was fun.
Hey, have a great evening, everyone.
All right, you too, sir. Catch you next
Bye-bye.
Week.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody, that was Hollywood and Vanya.
Excellent call, man. Very good.
Hello,
Virginia,
to a friend.
That's right, and it's time for us to end the show, unfortunately. Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. This has been Madhouse Radio. Headquartered at madhouselive.com. .com. And also, of course, broadcast on our flagship station, syndicateradio.tv. I want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight. A lot of old-time listeners, a lot of new listeners out there tonight. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. Milkman, go ahead and run down that list, please, as quickly as you can.
Come back. Hopefully we'll be more
right,
energetic.
Man. Actually, this has been a killer-ass night. I had a good time, man. I do. I want to thank all our friends out there for joining us. All our wonderful friends over there at the Syndicate. Shundercrackers. Thanks a lot so much. Don't forget to check out Zolar's Party Nation. That's right. All you lovers of fun over there. Thanks a lot for joining us. Also, all our friends over at 98.6 The Mouth, Chuck, our buddy, Mr. Ranger, and the rest of you crazy guys out there in Sununu. You're wanking off. All right, thanks a lot, guys. Especially you, Mr. Ted. I'd like to thank you for providing us with this wonderful chat that we have here in this certain the weekend broadcast around the world to you guys right here. We're down the madhouse. But could we do it without our number hit? And the lonesome loser, yes, sir. Thank you, and all hail, and raise your fist high to the lonesome loser, because we do love our man. He is our secret weapon. Also, Mr. Kokanee in our news department, thanks a lot for the wonderful service you provide. I do find your services very entertaining. Also, please raise your hand high and all hail our fearless leader, the Generalissimo of the Madhouse, the leader of the militia. That's right, you too can now join the forces of fun in the Madhouse. That's right. Send in your interview, and we will interview you. We'll take a look at your resume, and we will get you involved. You too can be a star in the Madhouse and get your weekly golden star.
Yeah. That's great, Milkman. Thanks.
Lover Hermano, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, whatever.
Everybody say thank you, big brother.
All right, good.
Brother. Thanks a lot, man. Good job.
All right. Thanks to everybody, of course, Hollywood and Lonesome Loser for kicking in with the help tonight. Thank you, Tuck. Everyone, be sure to visit TuckerMike.com. Tucker, that's T-U-C-K-E-R.
Follow the link to the new blog.
Mike.com. And there's a new blog machine on there. Be sure to check that out.
Like wait. Fucker, like die.
Like God, yes. Damn it. Damn it, God damn it. That's all I got to say. But, all right, everybody, have a good night. Thank you very much for checking out the show. And we'll catch you next week, man. How's that? Cost Radio 3. All right, good.
Better have your pencils ready. Number 2.
I got a question. Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.